And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 21st of April, 2014. The birthday of novelist Charlotte Bronte, born in Thornton, England in 1816. A friend at the time described her as a tiny, delicate, serious little lady with fair, straight hair and steady eyes. She was the daughter of an Anglican priest. She grew up in a little village on the moors of West Yorkshire. Mother died when she was young. Father sent her and three of her sisters off to a boarding school which was run by cruel people. The girls were fed burnt porridge, bathed in freezing water. The teachers were harsh. They physically punished them. In fact, two of the Bronte sisters died there at the school, so the father brought Charlotte and her sister Emily back home, where in between their studies, the Bronte girls were free to do whatever they liked. They could roam the moors and read books, and they started to write books. Charlotte found work as a teacher, didn't like teaching, and she wondered if she might be able to make a living with her writing. And so she took her portable wooden writing desk out to a stone on the banks of a stream, and she sat there and she wrote. And 1 year later, she finished her second novel called Jane Eyre, which was published under the name Currer Bell, and which was a huge sensation. It's the birthday of the naturalist John Muir, born Dunbar, Scotland, 1838, moved to this country. He was working at a carriage part shop in Indianapolis when he almost lost one of his eyes, and the thought that he might never be able to see a flower again affected him so deeply he quit the job and he set out to walk across the country, living as close to nature as possible. Walked for 1,000 miles from Indianapolis to the Gulf of Mexico, sailed to Cuba, to Panama, finally arrived in California, which he loved, especially the Sierra Mountains, and spent much of his time hiking, camping there. It was John Muir who was largely responsible for the creation of Yosemite National Park in 1890, and 2 years later he helped found the Sierra Club. It's the birthday of John Clifford Mortimer, London, 1823, a writer who practiced law his entire life and also created the novels featuring the lawyer Rumpole of the Bailey. And it's the birthday of Nell Freudenberger, born New York City, 1975. Spent a year teaching English to teenagers in Thailand, traveled to India, and one day started a story about an American woman in Delhi coping with the death of her married Indian lover. The story was called Lucky Girls. It was published in The New Yorker, and it became a book. Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin, entitled The New Song. For some time I thought there was time, and that there would always be time for what I had a mind to do, and what I could imagine going back to and finding it as I had found it the first time. But by this time I do not know what I thought when I thought back then. There is no time yet. It grows less. There is the sound of rain at night, arriving unknown in the leaves, once without before or after. Then I hear the thrush waking at daybreak, singing the new song. The New Song, a poem by W.S. Merwin, from The Moon Before Morning, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.